堂听 class.com。
At first glance, living longer sounds like a good idea. An increased lifespan is surely high on every list of things we most want. But, like many wishes, nothing is quite so simple. For an increased lifespan to be desirable, it must be accompanied by reasonably good health and by enough wealth to make it at least somewhat enjoyable. This sounds simple, but all the ramifications need to be examined. Currently, most people in the developed world expect to work until they are somewhere between 60 and 70 years. They then enjoy anywhere from 5 to 20 years of retired life, living on a pension, whether from the government or employers. They may also be supported by family members. If we extend lifespans until the average is, for example, 20 years more than currently is true, how do we expect people to live? Are we adding 20 years of retirement? If so, how will society pay for this? Will existing funds be stretched to cover the additional lifespan? What happens to people's standard of living? Will younger people be expected to pay for their elders' extended lifespan? How will they react to this? What problems will this cause for the wealth of society as a whole? If people are expected to work longer, then how? Adding 20 years of life does not necessarily mean 20 years of life with the health of a 40-year-old. It may be more likely to be 20 years of life with the health of a 60-year-old. For a bank president, this may be fine, but tell a 60-year-old waitress or laborer that they have to work for 20 more years. Before science rushes to increase lifespan, all of the implications need to be considered, both for the elderly and for society. At first glance, living longer sounds like a good idea. An increased lifespan is surely high on every list of things we most want. But, like many wishes, nothing is quite so simple. For an increased lifespan to be desirable, it must be accompanied by reasonably good health and by enough wealth to make it at least somewhat enjoyable. This sounds simple, but all the ramifications need to be examined. Currently, most people in the developed world expect to work until they are somewhere between 60 and 70 years. They then enjoy anywhere from 5 to 20 years of retired life, living on a pension, whether from the government or employers. They may also be supported by family members. If we extend lifespans until the average is, for example, 20 years more than currently is true, how do we expect people to live? Are we adding 20 years of retirement? If so, how will society pay for this? Will existing funds be stretched to cover the additional lifespan? What happens to people's standard of living? Will younger people be expected to pay for their elders' extended lifespan? How will they react to this? What problems will this cause for the wealth of society as a whole? If people are expected to work longer, then how? Adding 20 years of life does not necessarily mean 20 years of life with the health of a 40-year-old. It may be more likely to be 20 years of life with the health of a 60-year-old. For a bank president, this may be fine, but tell a 60-year-old waitress or laborer that they have to work for 20 more years. Before science rushes to increase lifespan, all of the implications need to be considered, both for the elderly and for society.